Grace to you and peace from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God to which we direct our attention briefly this day is Revelation 14, verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their work to follow them. But deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition as the Son of all, that our Father in heaven would deliver us from every evil of body and soul, property and honor, and finally, when our last hour has come, grant us a blessed end, and graciously take us from this veil of tears to himself in heaven. A blessed end, a blessed death, the blessed death. I would suggest that if there is one area where one can only use those terms, it has got to be in the Christian church. Death is still the modern pornography, the thing nobody wants to talk about, and everybody wants to cover up with some semblance that it hasn't really happened. The Christian church knows most emphatically that death does happen, and it is not in the dark as to why. It knows that by one man, sin came into the world, and death by sin, and so death spread to all men because all have sinned. But it also knows most emphatically that as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive again. And that already in our baptism we are buried with Christ into his death, that if he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life, and we know that at the end of our life there is such a thing as a blessed end and a blessed death. To speak of blessing and death seems strange, except to us to believe in the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It seems that if there is one thing that is passed from our circles, it is attendance at a funeral. For if there is ever a time when genuine pastoral care and genuine Christian witness and confession takes place, it ought to be at that juncture when we speak so marvelously of the grace and mercy of God in Jesus Christ. But if funerals are no longer attended in our circles, I can tell you one thing that is even less well attended than a funeral, and that is the committal. And that is a shame. Because I know of fewer places where law and gospel is proclaimed with greater eloquence or elegance than in the liturgy of the committal. So on this day when we celebrate All Saints, give thanks to God for those who have walked before us with the sign of faith and our peace, as we recall that it is our holy duty and obligation by God's grace to prepare people for a blessed end, that they might be among the blessed dead. Would you follow me as we read the committal liturgy of our church? Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. In the midst of life, we are in death. Of whom may we seek comfort but of thee, O Lord, before our sins are justly displeased. Yet, O Lord God most holy, O Lord most mighty, O holy and most merciful Savior, suffer us not at our last hour for any pains of death to fall from thee.